No. Okay. Did you ever take up the juice of head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it? Did your mother ever do that? Or did you ever do
that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was called scrapple.
Scrapple. I had never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. All right, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call it?
Rancid.
Okay. And you also used that for meat, too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. What is a thick sour milk that you keep on hand?
Oh, curd or whey. I mean, no, not whey. Wait a minute. Let me see. Clabber.
Clabber. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we used to eat that. I remember my grandmother's house. She used to give us a spoon and we'd eat it. It tastes a lot like cottage cheese.
It does. I'm wondering, that is what cheese
uh-huh,
is.
Uh-huh.
It is.
It's processed. Uh-huh. Clabber. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of cheese do you make from it?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. Now, what is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on it?
Good old cobbler.
Oh, I know it. I tell you, I wish I had some right now, don't you?
Sure do.
Can you think of any other name that might have been used, Miss Padilla, that you might have used?
My mother made, she called it Apple Pan Dowdy.
Uh-huh. I remember there used to be a song. Apple Pan Dowdy.
Shoe fly pie. That's right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, somebody has a good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his...
Vittles.
Okay. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding?
Sauce.
Okay. Now, food taken between regular meals, you'd call it a what? If I came in and you served me...
A little snack.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to talk about the principal parts of eat. You'd say, I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I ate breakfast.
All right. Now, yesterday at that time, I had already...
eaten.
All right. Now, last week,
I ate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I ate breakfast every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now what do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, I do.
All right, now how do you make your coffee, Miss Padilla?
Well, at the time I'm using instant, but you do perk it, and I think perked coffee is the best.
And it sure does smell good.
And it
too,
does. That's
oh.
right.
All right, what do you drink when you're thirsty?
I wish I could say water, but.
Do you not drink much? I don't.
I wish I did.
I cannot remember when I've had a glass of water.
I can't think of it to save my life. I'll pick up a little glass of tea or maybe get a little juice or something.
Tea just quenches my thirst more than
it does
water
more.
Does.
But I just don't drink water. I should.
I guess I've drank more since I've been teaching school than I have.
Mm-hmm.
I guess talking so much, you know, and it's dry, you know how it is in the school.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's done me good. I don't know. All right, now what would you drink it out of, Miss Padilla?
A glass of water.
Okay, a glass. All right, now let's talk about the parts of break. The glass fell off the sink and did what?
And broke.
And you might say, I didn't. What? You didn't do what to the glass?
I didn't break it.
But someone has done what to that glass?
Fell off into the sink and broke it.
Okay. Now, if I ask you how much did you drink, you would say, I
drink a lot of it.
But then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much have you drunk?
Okay. Now, we sure did what to a lot of water.